Our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from St. Luke 15, and I want to read the first 8 verses. Now all tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." And so he told them this parable: "Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and say to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." We give God thanks for this, the gospel word to us. Lost and found. Lost and found. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It has been said that Luke 15 is one of the most beloved passages in the Bible. For in this chapter, there are 3 parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. 3 parables in the chapter. And perhaps one of the reasons this chapter is so loved is that it speaks of something that we can understand. We have all lost something. Something that is near and dear to us. Our family had a cat named Cleo for some 16 years. And I know that somewhere around the house there is a picture of her, and I am still looking for it. The reason being, she was very much a part of our life. I could share with you many details, but emotions would soon arise. So believe me, she was very much a part of our life. There are some things you can lose, and it's like, well, we'll just get another one. But there are other things that their value cannot be measured. We might try to explain the value of what was lost to a friend, and they cannot understand. But we know inside of us just what was lost. Jesus, in using these 3 parables, Jesus is using the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son to talk about what is the human story. On the one hand, we are like sheep. We are like the coin. We are like the lost son. But on the other hand, we are God's anointed shepherds looking for the lost sheep. We are God's anointed men and women looking for the lost coin. We are God's anointed Father who never stopped looking down the road, just hoping that one day he would see his son. Let me focus on the parable of the sheep and the shepherd and break it down further. Because in this parable, there is the image of the church. There were the religious people of this day. And we can picture them. We can picture them as the 99 sheep. And in this context, we can say that they were the safe ones. But there were others in this day who did not have any history or heritage. There were those who rebelled against the laws of this day. There were those who thought that because of their life and all of the sin that they had committed, they could only know of the judgment of God. Picture this sheep as being in danger. And yet the shepherd is looking for them. I believe that we have all had those sheep moments. Those moments when we have felt like giving up. Those moments when we have experienced human rejection. But then we realize that Jesus is looking for us. It is no accident that the cross stands at the center of the sanctuary. For it reminds us that all who will repent, all who can say, I want to live a different kind of life, then those words in that cherished hymn become very real. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. When we come to this moment, the love of God breaks through. And we realize that God has not given up on us. The love of God was still searching and seeking. And yes, God was grieving when those who were lost. And now God rejoices when the lost have been found. Paul said it well. If anyone be in Christ, they are a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have been made new. There is rejoicing. Not only is God happy when those who were lost are found, but there is the challenge to each of us that we must be seeking others. On Monday, our family went fishing. And it was one of those lakes where you could look out from the bank. You could look out and you could see the fish. I quickly discovered, though, and I think Lou and the boys would agree with me, that seeing the fish is one thing, catching them is another. We could look out and we could see the fish, but you didn't realize that you had one until you felt a tug on your line. I want us as the church, to feel a tug on our line. Someone has written, too often, we in the church are keepers of the aquarium instead of fishers of men and women. I believe that there can be more joy in the church if we would center our mission on searching and seeking for those who are lost. It does not have to be a great theological argument. I was wondering, and I think it's a good example, do you remember this? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Do you remember that? I never thought that there could be a witness there. But there is. For we know just what can put you back together again. Amen. We know just what can put you back together again. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. We once were lost, but now we are found. The lost can be found. Those who may feel like they're orphans can find a home. Those who may feel like they're lonely can know of a friend. The lost and found. Praise God today. Amen.